Joel, I remember on this morning secured a service station on Saturday night, and we're having a few car troubles with a key and had to talk someone into giving you a good time. Can you shed a little bit more light on what happened on Saturday night at the server?
Only you.
Yeah, well. So I drove home Saturday night. I'd had three beers after the grand final, which sounds a bit boring for a lot of people. But I wanted to get Britt home as she was pretty exhausted, being 18 weeks pregnant. So we decided that we would drive home. But I didn't read the play that well and got back to the place that she was at and forgot the key that was in my locker. So Harry Taylor did the right thing and went and ran and got the key, but when he jumped back in the car and I dropped him off, he left it in his pocket. I decided to turn into the APCO in Barwon Heads and just grab some goodies because I hadn't eaten enough for the night, and when I put into gear, it probably then dawned on us that we were in a bit of trouble and we had no key. So there was a young pea plater girl that had been at the pub. Her name was Emily, and I asked Emily if she could drop me home. And I jumped in the car and I asked her how her day was, and she wasn't in the best of moods, to be honest. It was a busy day at the pub, Barwon Heads pub, and she didn't really pick up who I was at the time. She asked me how my day was, and I said it was actually pretty good. And then she said, what did I get up to? I said, I actually played in the game today. And she still hadn't picked up who I was, which was a nice thing. And then she asked for my name, and then she started swearing at herself. We picked up the key, we drove back to the car, and I told Emily that I actually had the cup in the car. Would she like a photo? And she got her photo, and she drove back home to Geelong.